The designers in New York City's big fashion shows this week include a recent high school graduate. Esteban Cortazar graduated just last spring. He's 20 years old, but this is his fifth major show in New York. As part of Morning Edition's series on the fashion industry, NPR's Netta Ulaby visited the designer in his studio in downtown Miami.
Esteban Cortazar and his entourage make their entrance in a flurry of kisses.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
It's nice to meet you.
Cortazar emigrated from Bogota, Colombia when he was 10, an adorable mop top with enormous eyes, made even bigger by his adopted hometown.
Coming to Miami was just kind of like a culture shock because I was able to see drag queens, I saw designers, I saw fashionistas, I saw so many things that I was just like, wow, like, and I was a little boy, but just that's all I could see.
Nowadays, South Beach is happening, but the scene really exploded in the early 90s. Luxury high-rises sprung up next to old Art Deco hotels. Rock stars opened restaurants, and models in thongs rollerbladed past palm trees.
It was perfect that he was there.
Perfect, says Rod Stafford Hagwood, because Esteban Cortazar and his father lived upstairs from the News Cafe. Hagwood covers fashion for the Sun Sentinel newspaper. He says the News Cafe was the fashion industry's main watering hole.
For example, that was the last place that Johnny Versace went before he got shot. Around the corner, Todd Oldham, the designer, has a store.
It kind of became a home away from home for him. We actually helped him with his homework.
Todd Oldham is one of the world-famous designers Esteban Cortazar befriended as a child. To Cortazar, fashion seemed like the world's most sophisticated playground, and it seemed perfectly normal to stage runway shows at his elementary school. But the little boy had a problem when it came to designing his first collection. He didn't know how to sew.
And I pinned it, and I glued it, and I safety pinned it, and I velcroed it, and I sewed it by hand, however I thought you did it, and it was a 9-piece collection that I showed.
A 9-piece collection with schoolgirl models and a Little Red Riding Hood theme. That collection is already the stuff of legend among fashion writers like Rod Hagwood, who relishes the image of 12-year-old Cortazar and his classmates sauntering down the runway.
With the little capulets and little hooded numbers and little pinafore dresses, that had to be one of the most stunning fashion moments. The birth of Esteban Cortazar's fashion persona.
Hagwood is quick to add that having a fashion persona probably isn't the healthiest thing for most adolescents. But Cortazar was totally focused on his work. He strengthened those technical skills at a magnet high school in Miami that specializes in design and architecture. After school, he met with international backers and partied with clients like Madonna. Cortazar's high school principal says he was diligent and popular.
I have to say, he's had a strong influence here, aesthetically.
What Principal Stacy Mancuso means is that many of the students imitated Esteban Cortazar's style. But she says that's because they idolized him. Cortazar did things like take classmates to New York so they could work as assistants on his shows. And by staying in Miami, he improved prospects for other local designers. Hagwood says the fashion world used to see Miami as just a glitzy backdrop. Now it's a place where fashion is forged on the street with the energy of its immigrant population.
Here in South Florida, the culture comes flying out the windows. It comes crashing through the doors.
It's hot here, and everyone's outside in an oceanfront swirl of Latin America and the Caribbean. You can see those influences, plus European beach culture, in Esteban Cortazar's clothes, says designer Todd Oldham.
You know, he grew up seeing bare breasts on the beach every day, so that's a different perspective than most people.
Oldham says Cortazar's clothes are sexy, but
it's not the pinched-up, pushed-up, sexy look. It's very breezy, and it's easy, and it's young.
In fact, Esteban Cortazar is the youngest designer who has ever shown at Fashion Week. His new collection is filled with Florida colors, blazing yellow, shimmering peach. His gowns, of chiffon and beaded silk, billow over the mannequins in his studio.
Well, this is like one of my favorites. This fabric, I call it morning sparkle. It just reminds me of that sparkle that happens in the morning when the sun's just coming out and it just sparkles everywhere in the ocean.
Color and texture are tools Cortazar says he learned from his father, a painter. His mother is a former jazz singer. Cortazar credits her for his sense of style.
She would get out of the shower and do like fake eyelashes and really get into her wardrobe, and I loved looking at it. I mean, she got really into it.
That's my mom, you know what I mean? Like, I have such a, like, diva mom. She's changed a lot. She's really not like that anymore, but...
Esteban Cortazar faces a significant change himself. He spent his youth, that is, his entire life, designing what he thought women should wear.
You know, I wanted all my skirts to have slits that were really high because I thought it was great for a woman to walk down the street and her leg pops out.
Now, Cortazar has to prove he's a mature designer who cares about the needs of real women. And he's tired of being labeled a child prodigy.
Yeah, you're cute, you're young, this, that, but at the end of the day, it needs to sell, it needs to work, it needs to work for the customer.
So Cortazar did something a little unusual. He hired a couple of older women whose jobs include reining him in and toning him down.
They come in, they criticize the work, they say, you know, and sometimes I'm a little bit very, like, stubborn about it and whatever, but it's fine, you know, because that's just how it is. The pants?
This outfit needs more pink to appeal to department store buyers, the woman says. Cortazar nods. He's a little uncertain. His clothes are already carried by several important stores in New York, like Henri Bendel and Bloomingdale's. But he wants this new collection to expand his reach without compromising his vision. Most Fashion Week shows have a theme. Cortazar's is Let the Sunshine In.
Just about light. It's just about spontaneity of a woman waking up and she's fresh and she's clean and she's ready for the sunshine and for the beach and, like, very, very, like, just happy. It's a happy collection.
And it's a collection that Esteban Cortazar hopes will prove that the dawn of his career is over. He's ready for the day. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.
A video of Esteban Cortazar and photos of some of his designs are at npr.org.